the Shemaya, covered Purim, Yud Beis Adar,
second day of
Purim, according to Megillah, according to the Gemara. We're almost there. We're almost there, chaver. Here we go. Okay, Or Gedaliahu, page 100, Os Ches. Okay, chaver, let's go. Strong. Okay, Os Ches. B'siyata d'shmaya. Kodem kol binyan de kedusha matzinu shaya mechias amalik. That before any time we have a building of kedusha, which means that anytime we bring kedusha into the world, what do we see that comes first? Mechias amalik. First, you have to wipe away amalik. Okay. Kimosh matzinu kodem kabbalas haTorah, before kabbalas haTorah and parshas b'shalach. What do we see? No, we see what right before we come to parshas Yisro, mechamas amalik. Right, kiyava kes kod. Then right after mechamas amalik, we enter into parshas Yisro. V'chein b'knisas l'maritz. So too when entering the Eretz Yisrael. V'ingami mei Mordechai v'Esther. So too with Mordechai and Esther. Kodem binyan bayish hasheni. Right before we built the second Beis Hamikdash, hayatzarach liyos mekodem mechias amalik. That we see a common factor going on, that anytime we enter into a higher level of Kedusha, the thing that comes first is what? Is wiping away a Malik. We have to fight a Malik. Okay? Ki a Malik misnage l'chol davar shebe Kedusha. Because a Malik's whole Shita is they're only here for one reason. You know what that reason is? To be misnage, to go against any davar shebe Kedusha. Right? So anytime there's anything of Kedusha, right, a person has to know. When you're entering Kedusha, right, there's stuff fighting against you. Right? If you don't feel something against you, it's pushing you back, that means that you're probably not really doing damage. Right? If you realize that a Avodah Hashem sometimes hard, no? Don't feel that. So that's a good thing.
Even like Gedaliah Yisrael has
everyone, pushing everyone, you. Everyone. No matter what level, because there's infinite levels you can get to. Right? Any level you're going to get to, right? The Nekuda is before anything is Mechias HaMalek. Okay? So Malek's always there. Whatever you're going to try to do in life, they're going to try to stop you from entering into Kedusha. The osa kisoy the otem leman shelo yiska kedusha ba'olam. So they what's a kisoy?
Covering.
Right. Covering. What's an otem? An otem is also like a covering. The what? To block out that davar shebe kedusha. Like we said, ki yad al kes ka. Right. That they're blocking out the aleph of kisei. Right. What's the word kes ka? So Rashi. Very good. Good. So Rashi points out that kes is really supposed to be kisei, but a malik blocks out the aleph. And ka is really yud kei vav kei, but they block the vav and kei. So that what you see from that is that the vav and kei is there, the aleph is there, but what's the nikud that they're doing? But they block. No, it's not that it's in; they block it out. It's there. It's not Hashem's not hiding it. It's that a malik blocks it out. All right. Shemalik who what?
Why those letters?
I don't know. We'll see. V'lachein kodem kol binyan adikedusha v'izgalas alakus b'olam hayatzorach l'mechias amalek. So again, for anything that's going to happen, there has to first be erasing a malek. V'al derech ze mevar Rav Tzadok HaKohen. And you know who Rav Tzadok HaKohen is?
Good friend.
It's Rav Tzadok HaKohen Miublin. He was the Talmud of the Mei Shiluach, a contemporary of Rav Leib Le'eger, right? And Amish, a big time Tzadok. Right, Rav Tzadok HaKohen Miublin. That in Maseches Megillah, for every Maseches Megillah, you see there's a lot of Agadata going on. Right? There's like 10, there's 10 Amudim of just like you'll see, like the pages. It's like one tiny Tosfos like this, and there's the Dafim are like ginormous chunks of Gemara. Right? It's all the story of Purim in there. So he says, Shaprakim ha'achronim medavrim odos hadinim shel Beis HaKnesses. He says, very interesting. That in Maseches Megillah, what do you think Maseches Megillah is all about? Right, it deals with Purim. All in Yonim and Purim. The last parak of Maseches Megillah deals with building like a Beis HaKnesses. Right? Why? Why is it dealing with building a Beis HaKnesses? Mikevan shemidav minyan Purim. Since we spoke about the Indian of Purim, therefore, who do we know? Whenever you speak about Purim, who comes up? Malik. Shehu mechias amalek ubiara az maskil binin kedusha. So, what does it mean to build a Beis HaKnesses? A Beis HaKnesses is like a mini Beis HaMikdash, right? It's a small binin of kedusha. So, since we're dealing with Purim, that's like, what do you have at the end that comes right after Purim in Maseches Megillah? You have a binin of a Beis HaKedusha. Why? Because there was a racing amalek. So, you see, whenever you're going to build anything kedusha, you have to know you have to be ready for war. You have to be prepared. You have to be prepared that what? That I'm going to wake up in the morning and it's going to be hard. You have to know that that's part of you building up. Right? I always give the mashal, right? Imagine you have a football player, yeah, who it's a running back and they hand off the ball to him and there's no defense. So it's nice, but for example, right? Who do they, what's the guy? Marshall Lynch, right? He would never be the beast mode, right? Unless he had that unbelievable run versus the Saints, right? You know what I'm talking about? Right? That crazy run. You know what I'm talking about. It was a crazy run. Right? But it's because he had people against him trying to tackle him, that's what made him big. Right? So too here. If you didn't have a Malik against you, a Malik in a way, again, you have to be careful what I say right now, a Malik's our best friend. The Chalban says also. Why? Because of them that we do tshuva. It's because of them that we start learning Torah better. So again, it's not lichatchila they have to be our best friend, but they're the ones who ma'orer us in everything.
I was just talking to Edwin God, right? Edwin God, I was talking about whatever, and then I was like, oh yeah, I have a really good friend. You know, we're very different. Like, he teaches me what not to do.
That's the Yitzhahara.
When he does, I'm like, oh, I shouldn't do that.
That's the Yitzhahara. So, exactly. That's why a person has to learn from it. So that's the Nakuda of a Malik, right? So that's the Nakuda of a Malik, yeah? The Nakuda of a Malik is that they come there to try to prevent us from entering into Kedusha. But our Nakuda is, you have to realize that that's the Nakuda of it. It's there to enable you to beat them. The Avshim Atzinu, Ki a Malik Bo, Rak Mitoch, Rif Yonadayim B'Torah. A Malik comes, how does a Malik come? Only if what? There's a weakness in Torah. Right, when we weaken our hands in Torah, that's when Malik comes. Ubelow ze mashma shelo haya leklal Yisrael mechama Malik kla kol man Torah. What the implication is that it's only because that we were weak in Torah that a Malik came about, right? But I thought we just said before that anytime we're going to enter into kedusha, right? So what's the deal? Tzrichel madas, you have to know. Kishayich mechias Malik ubir hara af beli mechama klal, that even without any mechama, it's still shayach to raise a Malik. Ella sh'ayidei sh'rafu yidei midivrei Torah. Since we weakened ourselves and we were lazy in divrei Torah, hayal amalek shlita aleihem. So the nekuda is that you always have to raise a malik, but it can either be that it's an easy, it can either be that it's an easier go, you have an easier time with it. But and now you might say, what are you talking about? But I'm trying so hard to enter kedusha. What have you done the last 18 years of your life? So now we come here, Shana Aleph, and we think, beautiful, I'm going to enter right in. Like, hold on a second. You spent 18 years playing on a Malik's team. Now you're trying to go against them. It's not so easy. You have to realize that you're fighting a little bit. Right? But the Nakuda is that the reason why we have to fight so hard is because we're lazy. We've been lazy. So that's why you have to go to Milcham. V'nichnas harab esocham. What a Malik does, that the Iker way a Malik comes in is a weakness in Torah. Right? When you're weak in Torah, not smiling when you're learning Torah, Zechari Moshe, yeah? Then what happens? Then a Malik brings that ra and puts it in you. Right? They nichnas it in you. Right? V'hutzerchu lihilachim b'malik ulevar haram yisocham. So what we have to do is that we have to go up versus Malik and erase them from within us. Right? V'elu zachu b'nei Yisrael lo haya mechil maklal. And if we're zocha, that we're strong in Torah, strong in mitzvah, strong in Ahav Yisrael, we won't have any war against them. V'lo haya l'malik shlit aleihem v'haya bir haram m'mila. Right? And the Malik won't be able to touch us. We'll just erase them like that. It'll be so easy. But it's because we're weak. You see this by tshuva also, right? That we know that the Indian of like we said this in the Sifsechin, right? That there's two parts of the year. There's the year from Nisan until Elul, and there's Tishrei until Adar. So we know that what's Elul, so therefore Elul and Adar are connected. So what's the whole Indian of Elul? Tshuva Meira, right? Yom Adin. So the opposite from the Hapachu is Adar is Tshuva Mehava. So this whole month of Adar is a big zman of Hisoris of Tshuva, big time Tshuva. Vizet, where are we? Here. Yeah. She'olam choshev she'tzrichim yos bal avira k'dil yos bal tshuva. That people think that in order to do tshuva, what do I have to do? I have to sin. Right? But lemaisa, what does tshuva mean?
Return.
It literally means to return. Right? So it doesn't require, people think repentance, I have to cry and tear my clothes, which means to return. Right? Which could require that, like you're saying. Right? But what it means is just to return. Right? V'zeh eino. But it's not true that you only do tshuva if you have averos. Right? Returning means what? I'll always come back to my source, my shoresh. Ki af itza adam shelo chet me'olam shayach tshuva. Even a person who never sinned ever in their life, it's still shayach tshuva to them. U'tshuva nivra kodam b'yas olam. You know, tshuva was created before the world was even created. Ki inin ha'tshuva she'adam shav el shorsho. Exactly like we said. The inin ha'tshuva is that you come back to your shoresh. What's your shoresh? Exactly, your shoresh is your root of who you come. Is dveikas Hashem, Hashem, pnimius, of who you are. Right? The gambeli chay ish bechina baal tshuva. Even without any sin, there's a baal tshuva. Shu shav al shem yisparach. B'tmidius. What it means is that I'm always returning close to Hashem. You know? Yeah, you know? Rav Chaim Kanievsky is a big time baal tshuva. Ooh. Why? Because he's always coming back in close to Hashem. The Rosh Yeshiva is a big time baal tshuva. Why? Because he's always coming closer to Hashem. That's what it means to come back to your shoresh. Right? The chayin mechias amalik. So too with mechias amalik, chevra. Ubir hara, getting rid of the ra. Eino talay klal b'rifin yadayim. We think that, in order to fight amalik, I have to be weak in Torah. It's not true. Vayu yichol nivar es harak, shadayin hay sara mibachutz. Aval, kisharaf yaday midivar Torah. What happens is, when we weaken ourselves in Torah, and we're not strong in a havas yisrael, this gaber kochel shamalik. It just gives more kochel to amalik. What? It makes it harder for us. Right, but hutzachu lemalchama litchos ra, and it makes it even harder for us. Right, but the nekuda of erasing malik, there's always a malik around. But according to how you do in your avodas Hashem, will be how easy that malchama is for you. No matter, you're always going to have to battle the yitzhara, right? And it always gets harder, no matter what, it gets harder. But what? But if you go stronger in divrei Torah, right, you realize that what? It's not as hard a malchama. Right, it's going to be in different ways, but I'm going to be able to misgaber easier. So that's what he's saying here also. Is that what the more, sometimes we think it's like lichat chila, that I have to sin so I can do tshuva. That's not what it is at all. Tshuva means to return to your shoresh. Mechama samalik means wiping out ra from the world, from yourself. Right? So, but the more you're mechazik yourself in different Torah, the more you can erase them easier. Right? A malik only has koach from us sinning. That's their koach. That's how they build up on us. So we have to mechazik ourselves in Torah and Tefillah and Avodas Hashem and Pnimiyus HaTorah, right? In Ahavas Yisrael, and that's how we get to misgaber over Amalek in the best way. Okay, so that's Os Ches. You see out the Shema. Let's do Os Tes, yeah?
Yeah.
Do, okay, hands in.
No, Torah on three.
Hands in, Torah on three. New Shabbat. Sky Moshe, your hand
bring
in.
Bring it down, Shabbat.
Okay, one, two, two and a half, three.
Torah.
Megamara, Megillah. Okay, here we go.
Do you see
one
of these?
Thank you.
Do you see this?
Yeah, so.
Is
that, okay. Shkoya. He's got me. Test, yeah? Os test, Chevra.
Os
test. Megamara, Megillah, Yedalit. Amen Aleph. No, Chevra, I need to see fire. I need to see fire. Get us pumped up, Rafi.
Let's go, boys. Okay. Like boys, let's go.
Okay, there you go. The Gemara Megillah Yedal Amen Aleph. Here we go. This is a good one, Chevra. Amar Rebbe Abba Bar Kahana. Salamaisa. What gave Haman really big time power? What was like the
signet ring.
Oh, perfect. Don't worry about it. It's okay.
It's not strike
two. It's strike two. Right? So it goes like this, Debra. Gidola Hasaras Hatabas, Yosir, Mimem Ches Nevi'im, Visheva Nevi'os, Shenishnabel Hel Yisrael. It says, greater was the removal of the signet ring, giving it to Haman, more so than 48 Nevi'im who tried to make us do tshuva, and 7 Nevi'os who made us try to do tshuva. Right? It's very crazy to hear that, no? The giving of the ring to Haman was even stronger. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Hamemches Nevi'im Shamdu Ham Yisrael Heim Hamoch Shel Kaisal. So what does Memches mean? If you say the word Memches, letters Memches, Moach represents the brain. Yeah? So the 48 Nevi'im of Kaisal represented the Moach of Kaisal. Shal Yadam Haisa Hashbas HaChachma LeKaisal. From them we got a lot of Chachma, we had a lot of wisdom. Okay? The Gam Messiah Satorah Isaiah. So too, we had the giving over and the transmission and the Mesorah of Torah was through our Nevi'im. Ukimosh Isa Beseder Hamasores Mishnah de Avos. Right, Zakain Levim. The Yeshan Ram is Kiamem Ches Nevim, the 48 Nevim, Heim Negat Hamem Ches Dvarm Shat Torah Nicknames Behen. Right, it says in Perkei Avos that there's 48 ways that the Torah is acquired. It gives 48 different ways. So those 48 Nevim, Mem Ches, correspond to those 48 Drachim of giving over Torah. Okay? Ki Al Yedei Hamem Ches Dvarim, Nishlam Hamosh Adam. Through those 48 drachim in Torah, a person has a completion and a shlemus and a perfection to his brain. Sheyem moch roi lekabel Torah, that your moach, that your brain is what does roi mean?
Fit.
It's fit, perfect, to
receive the Torah.
V'amem ches leviim ishbiu chachma b'klai yisku kaisrael. Right, and they gave over all the chachma to kaisrael. Shemordechai shaya achron sheh b'neviim nechavi negra achron sheh memches dvarim sheh Torah nikneis b'hem. So Mordechai was the last one of those 48 Nevi'im. Okay? So now, there are 48 Drachim. So 48 Nevi'im, so last Navi, who's that? We just said it's Mordechai. So Mordechai is connected the last derech to be Kone Torah. So what's that?
The first Seder Moshe.
Could be. I'm not sure. Right, but who? So what's the 48th kinyan? What's the 48th kinyan of Torah? Vehu haomer daver b'shem omro. Right, a person who says something b'shem someone else. For example, if you quote Rabbi Nachman, right, and you want to tell me Devar Torah, you should quote who you said. Right. V'daver zel nilan Mordechai, and this we learn from Mordechai. V'rom anu b'chush eich shadvar matimim, and we see this straight up with Mordechai. How do we see this? How do we learn this from Mordechai? Let's go over the story for a second. Mordechai saw big son of a Seresh. Yeah, Mordechai saw big son and Seresh talking. So Mordechai went and told who?
Achashverosh.
Oh, that's not true. You guys are failures. Esther. So Esther went, and then Esther told Achashverosh b'shem Mordechai. So we learn out from there, ha-omer daver b'shem omro, a person who says something b'shem himself, maybe gula lo'olam, brings gula to the world. So that's Mordechai Tzadik. That's Mordechai Zinni, right? It's also an Indian of Ahav Yisrael, giving someone else credit, and not taking credit, the credit for myself. Uve Midrashim Isa Kimem Ches Pavim Nizgar Be'er B'Torah. It says the word Be'er in the Torah 48 times. What does Be'er mean?
Well.
A well, right? We see a well come up a lot with Avram, with Yitzhak and Yaakov, right? Moshe, yeah. The Chol Makom Shenemar Be'er Hamechavi in the Torah. Every time it's talking about Be'er, Be'er is always a remnant to Torah. Okay. And the 48 wells are connected, these 48 drachen to be kone Torah. And every one of these 48 inyanim is a different way to be kone Torah. So the 48 be'eros is a hint to us, right? Meaning like this. You could have your derech, you could have your derech, right? Everyone has a different derech, right? And that's fine, and that's part of Torah, that you're not supposed to be one person, right? You don't have to be one, it's not like one robot, right? Every single one and every single person, every single derech of Torah is a well within itself. Yeah? So too each Navi. Each Navi wasn't the same one. Right? They had an Avi, they had a Bar Yochai, they had a Zechariah Moshe, they had a Shoshani, they had a Rafi, and they had a Cheski. Right? I mean, each one's different. And that's good. Yeah? Fine. So then the moch of Klai Yisrael was shalim. Fine. So that's the 48 Nevi'im, okay? But what was even greater than the 48 Nevi'im, Chevra? What was even greater than the 48 Nevi'im, Chevra? You said it before.
Passing over the signet ring.
Ah, good. Taking off the signet ring.
Off.
There you go, Brady.
Headbutt.
Actually, no. Kill me. So the removal of the ring, giving it to Haman, was even greater than the Memchas Nevi'im. Right? It says in the Svarim HaKadoshim, Chevra, Ki Hasaras HaTabas, HaKavana Hasaras HaTivios. What it means, Tabas, if you take the first three letters of Tabas, what do you get?
Teva.
What it really is, HaKavana Hasaras HaTivios. Removal of what? Of the nature, of the Teva. She'az bo b'nei Yisrael darga shal l'mala miseder ha-teva. What it means in Panimi is hasaras tabas means what? Removal of teva. And that's what took Klai Yisrael to the higher level. Yeah? Follow?
Why? Because they were using the malach when they should have been.
What?
I get it. Because they were...
What the representation of... I mean, it says it was such a great tshuva that was done. So api chasidis, what does that mean? It says hasaras tabas also means hasaras ha-teva. Removal of Teva is that Klai Yisrael went above Teva in the times of Mordechai and Esther. That the tshuva we did, we went above Teva.
Because yeah, they didn't figure out Teva, and then the last order left is Tav, which stands for Torah.
Oh, very nice. Beautiful. That's a beautiful. Write that down. Beautiful. Right? Ki Az, remind me at the end, tell you about Zos, okay? Ki Az, you mean Mordechai. Ki, Chevra, let's go. Rafi, switch seats to Baruchai, it's not behaving well. Okay, it's good. Ki'az v'imei Mordechai in the times of Mordechai and Esther. Nigmar tekufas hanavim v'anavios. That was the end of Nevuah. Ki Mordechai v'Esther ayu ha'achronim shevanavim. They were the last of the Nevi'im. V'az nigmar shlemus ha'moach shal Klai Yisrael, like Chaim Moshe was just saying. And that was the shlemus, right? Our moach was shalim. It was complete. Right? The moach of Torah.
What made them Nevi'im? They didn't put them off.
Zayin Nevios Him Neged Zayin Midos. Right, the Zayin Midos. What does Zayin Midos? Anyone gets this, I'll give you a present. You better get. You know this. Zayin Midos Chesed Gvura Tveres Netzach Hod Yisod Malchus. Good. V'lachin Heim nevios v'chinas mekablim. Shamidos mekablos me'emoch. Because we know, just a quick lesson in Kabbalah 101, I guess you could say, Chassidus 101, is that there's Keser Chacham Bina, which is in the Moach, then there's Chesed Gvur Tferes Nesel Chodi Son Machlis, which corresponds to the Midos, the lower part of the body. So the Moach is Mashpiyat, for example, everything you do with your arms, right, and your legs, comes from where? It gets signals from the brain to do that. Right? Good? And once we had Shlemus of our Moach, which like Avi was saying, Shlemus of Torah, we had the 48 Kinyanim of Torah, what happened? What do? We went Lamalim and Ateva. And just building off what we said in the last piece, what is a Malik? How can a Malik attack us? When we're weak in Torah. What do we see by Purim time? Is that there was a Shlemus of Torah. There's Shlemus of the Memchas Dvarim. Therefore, what? A Malik? We destroyed a Malik. Why? Because when we're shalom in Torah, we're strong in Torah. A person has to know that you always have to be strong in Torah. It's not just you spend 1 or 2 years in yeshiva. It's always. In any time in life, if I'm going to have trouble in life. It's one of the main signs of that is that I'm weak in Torah. I'm weak in my avodas Hashem. V'chol ha-memches neviim hayu ki-achana la-asaras tabas. That all the 40 neviim were just a hachana for the asaras tabas. Again, what do you say asaras tabas means before? The removal of teva. She-yavou la-darga shel nikalu v'amur al-nafsham. Right, that we gather up and we went above our nefesh, we went above who we were. What it means is, the pasuk in the Megillah says like this, Nikalu, they gathered together, v'amud al nafsham, and they stood for the nefesh, means that what? They stood up to their enemies. But Api Chassidus, what does it mean? Nikalu, we gathered together, v'amud al nafsham, means that what? We stood above our nefesh, means that what? We stood above who we were. Meaning what? We went l'malam neteva, exactly. We go above who we think we are. Meaning a person can think that this is who I am. I'm this guy. I grew up in Teaneck. I grew up in Muncie. I grew up in Queens. I grew up in Inglewood. I grew up in the Five Towns. I grew up in Teaneck. Right? Meaning this is who I am. And I can't, I could spend nice years here, but I have to go back and be back in that world. That's not true. And where do you get that call from? You get the call from A, from Torah, and also from Perm. Perm teaches you what? That be above who you are. Stop limiting yourself. One of the biggest issues in this whole place, and among all people, is what? Limiting to think that I can't be something. No, my parents would never agree with it, my friends would never agree with it, that we take ourselves out of it so often and think that, what can I be? What does Hashem want from me? Vaz bola darga shah sars tabas sars tibios. Once you come to yourself, Ayde Torah, Ayde Avodas Hashem, what happens? You realize that, what? I could be even greater than what I think I am. Meaning when a person thinks that this is me and that's it, that's puzzle. That's usr. It realizes that, what? This is me, but I have so much more in me. I have so much more to get that I don't even know. That's the whole Indian Purim. Purim is what? Ah, perfect. That's why we need you to stay. Right? Megillas Esther is what? No, we need Zechariah Moshe to stay too. Right? Megillas Esther is what? Being Megala with Esther within myself. That's what's represented. The Arizal says that Esther is represents all of Knesset Yisrael. Esther represents the Malchus, represents us. So Megillas Esther represents what? Rav Matal says this, that Megillas Esther is revealing myself, revealing my kochos that I have, that I think so many things aren't shaykh to me, but I have to realize they are shaykh to me. I have to realize that what? I could be something big. To realize that I have shaykhs here, that I could be a serious Jew, that everyone else could be messing around in the base of measures, those could be my friends, and not taking things seriously. What? But I could be bigger than that. You have to realize that what? I can inspire other people. For instance, to know that. I can inspire other people, even without inspiring them. I mean, just by seeing me plugging away and pushing myself to learn to be an Ovid Hashem inside the base medrash, outside the base medrash, right? It inspires you. And it inspires other people also. Vesh the farish odio ser, 5 more lines, chevra. Le'or hadvarim shekasamnu le'el. Ki b'nez te Megillah, nizgale le'ein kol eich shakarash baruch hu sibas kol sibos. That the nace of the Megillah was what? That it revealed that the Borei Olam is in charge. That Hashem is the one who's working every single thing. Even the things you think that have nothing to do with the Borei Olam, Purim reveals that they're all shaykh to the Borei Olam. V'chol seder ha-teva misnai gadei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all of Teva is according to who? It's just according to Hashem. That's why, what's Gematria ha-teva? 86, Gematria exactly, the Shem Elokim. Which represents that whatever you think, Teva is all Hashem. Hashem controls every single part of Teva. Right? V'lachein nikra neis the Megillah ha-saras to the past. That's why the Nes of Megillah is called, the biggest awakening was Hasaras Tabas, which represents what, Chevra? Removal of Teva. That's what Purim represents. Doesn't mean that you go outside of Teva. It means that what? You remove the Teva that tries to cover up the Lakus. That even within Teva itself, it's all Lakus. It's all godliness. That what we came to the revelation that all of Teva is what? is just the Borei Olam, right? It's just Hashem. That everything that happens within the world of nature is what? It's only from Hashem. And there's no such thing as Teva. That within the world of Teva, Hashem's running that also. Right? Everything Amalek wants you to do, it says what? Right? What does it say about Amalek? It says, Oresa Malek mitachas Hashemayim. Right? Why mitachas Shemayim? Because Amalek says, yeah, above Shemayim, Hashem's chewing that. But down here, there's no Hashem here. The Nekud is, we erase on Purim, is that what? We erase that klipa. Whereas that Hashem is down here, and He controls this. For Husara Hester shall say their Teva. And we remove the hiddenness of Teva. Right? And that's what it represents. Yeah, but Husara Hester shall say their Teva. We remove the removal that what Amalek tries to block us. So what did we start with before? It says about Amalek, Kiyad al Kaiska. Is that what? Everything they do is they try to what? They try to cover everything up. They try to cover up the godliness. Exactly. But our Nekud is what? We reveal godliness in the world. Within Teva. And that's why Purim's a day that it's during the week. Right? What do we add into davening? Al Nisim. We don't really add any Yalav Yavo, no Halel. Right? You're allowed to drive. You eat, you drink. It's why it's to reveal that Hashem's within Teva. That's why it's even higher than Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur... Because what's Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is you leave this world Lagamre. Right, so okay, fine, you leave this world, great, I could be a malach for a day. But Purim is what you reveal within this world, it's all godliness. It's all lukus, and that's what Purim represents. It's not just to come to what Avi said before, right, it says very nicely. It says by Yom Kippur, right, Lemaisa, on Yom Kippur we go into the Kodesh Kedashim. So that means on Purim also we have that Bechina of entering the Kodesh Kedashim. So how does Aaron HaKohen enter the Kodesh Kedashim? What does the Pasuk say? Anyone know?
It has to do with
hands and feet, and...
It says, Vizos Yavo Aron al Kodesh. It says, with Zos, he enters into Kodesh. What's Zos? So the Orig D'Aliyos is very nice about Zos. He says, Zos is a combination of two things. It's Zion and Aleph Tav. Okay? So what does that mean, Zion and Aleph Tav? That there's two ways. What's the number seven, the Maharal says, what does the number seven represent?
Teva.
Very good. It represents Olam HaTeva. Right? 7 days of the week. Right? A lot of seven. So then Aleph Tav represents what? Aleph Tav is what are the osios in the Torah?
First and last letters.
Aleph and Tav. So Aleph and Tav represents Torah. So as a person chooses, Bezos Yavar al Kodesh. You have to choose which one you want. If you choose Zion, then what? Then you can't enter Kodesh. Why you choose Teva? But if you choose Aleph and Tav, then what? That's the choice you make. And then you enter the Kodesh with that. Because with the Aleph Tav, but what's the Nekud of it? When you choose Aleph and Tav, it reveals that Aleph and Tav is also the Zion. That's why it comes together. It's not Zion Aleph Tav. It's Zos. It's all together. To reveal that what? That Zion is part of Aleph Tav. That Teva's within Torah. And that's what it is. When a person's always taking Torah, you go to Malam Teva. So you guys might not realize it, but the amount you've grown this year, you don't even realize it because you haven't had time to misbonin on it. But if you do misbonin on it, you'll see by Pesach time, you're going to realize how many of you guys are going over Pesach? Going for Pesach? Staying here? You're going for Pesach, yeah? Oh, you're staying here. But you realize when you do go home, if you do go home at some point, right? And you're around people, you're not going to realize how much you've grown. And you're going to say, what happened? Like, it's because you're Osekin Torah Lishma. You guys are really trying. And that's growth. That's the Lamed Teva. That's what takes you above a Malik. Not to say the place we come from is a Malik, but the Yitzhar is very much there, right? That if that a minion could be an 18-minute minion, like Bichachila, right? That's a Klipa. That's a Malik. But the way you go above a malik is with mechazik yourself in Torah. But the main way you gather up those kolchas is Purim. That's why Purim's not a day just to not to, don't drink away Purim. I mean, what you wake up in the morning, go good, let's have lechem, it's done. Take advantage of the day. It's a day of mamish of your shachris, your marv on Purim should be givadik. Your mincha on Purim should be givadik. Your shachris should be givadik. Your alamichya should be something different. Right, Purim's a day of mamish kirvas elokim litov. It's a day of his karvas the Borei Olam. So you have to take advantage of that. But what also Purim does, it lifts you up l'malam teva. Like for example, Rav Matla, as far as I say this, is that how do you end Purim? How do you end Shabbos? Make Abdullah. How do you end Pesach? How do you end Shavuos? How do you end Tu B'Shvat? How do you end Sukkos? How do you end Purim?
Not Avdol.
No Avdol. You don't end. You don't end. It doesn't end. That's the Likud. It doesn't end. Which means that what? That you come into Purim, and what do you leave Purim with? Purim. You don't leave it. You leave with revealing what? That within nature itself, it's still, it's Elikus. It's godliness. That's the Nikud of it. You can't leave it like that. If you come into Purim, and leave Purim the same person you came in, that's not good. You have to leave in realizing that what? That everything I thought wasn't shaykh to me, I realized that I am shaykh to that. Stop saying, Ein Yachol. If tomorrow say Yachol, I could. And that's the whole nekuda of what we're trying to do, chaver, to build ourselves up to be the mal meteva. It's not mekabel days of purim b'kedusha or b'tara b'siyat hashmaya and b'zos yavor el hakodesh, to choose zos of Torah b'siyat hashmaya.